Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. How are you? This is your host, Bama Seven, and I hope that everyone is well, doing good, feeling good, feeling renewed. You know, we're getting ready for the November event. In the process of getting ready for the great November event, there's a lot going on. There's a lot that I like to have done for the event, you know, whatever that may be for you, you know, whether it's getting ready for a little bit of travel, whether it's getting ready for this moment, it's not hibernation, but this moment of just kind of cranking down the factory, you know, just slowing things down. Whatever your moment is, this is what we're getting ready for, and I'm so very excited about it. I'm excited because fall is one of my favorite times of the year. It is a little nippier. The energy is very different. And when you're moving into that gentle understanding of life, I just love it. I love it. It is my favorite. So as we're getting ready for all of the wonderful things that are coming up with a wonderful approach, it only makes sense that we go ahead and spend that time getting everything ready for our fall. Because to me, what I've noticed is when I crank down properly, you know what I'm saying, when I take my time, when I make all the necessary adjustments, that spring is boom. Because March, you know, typically March, we'll travel 3-4 weekends into March. And then we turn right around as soon as we get finished with March. Then we get, we have March and everything that March has. Then we have April, which is usually our devotions. And then we walk right into the water event, the water ritual. Then we turn around and we're in retreat season. When I say this time here, we have to take this moment slow and intentional so that when spring comes, we're ready to jump out of the gate, right? And then also, you know, the November event, it may just be me being romantic, but that November event always is it's like a little mini family reunion. You know, the family comes out, the children are there, that we're spending time with each other. You know, we get to see how we've all grown and developed, and so I absolutely love that time, love spending time with that. We got two more babies we got to get out safely, and so it's just a wonderful time. Sunday, if you did not catch it, I'm going to tell you, go find it. If you did not catch the Faith Walk Live, go find it. Go to my page, find out where the link is, and listen. Surprise to Sister Faith, but Spirit had some real words that they were going to get out, and they surely did. And it was very, very interesting to see Spirit moving so strong about prayer, you know. And so if you didn't get a chance to check it out, it's definitely worth the listen, because that was one of the ones I had to go back and listen to. I was like, okay, now, you know, Spirit just had so much to share with us. And you know, I'm going to tell you this, you know, just my little pedestal for half a second. Spirit doesn't have to take time to speak to us. God doesn't have to send his angels down here to work with us. You know, we are privileged to have this. We're privileged to know that God cares that much about us, that he's going to send those messengers to give us those blessed messages. He's going to send those prayer warriors down to pray with us. He's going to send those awesome words of encouragement to us, so that we'll know what we should and should not be doing. So, you know, when you have somebody, when you have God looking out for you in such a fashion, how wonderful is that? How wonderful, how blessed are we really to be part of his flock, you know? So let's go ahead and act like we are blessed people. You know, let's go ahead and make sure that we're acting like it. You know, we're putting that positive energy forward. We're not allowing petty things and petty ideas to interrupt what God has planned, okay? Because when God says no weapon formed against me shall prosper, I get that. But that also means no silliness, no crazy distractions, none of that. None of that's going to prosper. So we have our own duty. You know, God makes a way for us, and all we have to do is follow instructions. But sometimes we get distracted. Let's not get distracted, family. Let's value this great time that God has given us and really stay focused on it, okay? Last week, oh, my goodness, we spoke about caring for the temple. So very important. That was an interesting program. Had some, callers call in and share, you know, how important it is to care for the temple, how important, I mean, we're talking about physically, our physical temple, talking about mentally, oh my goodness. And from there, Spirit had a whole lot more to share with me. So caring for that temple is so very important. And I know, you know, of all the things, you know, when it comes to fasting, oh, I got that, check. When it comes to keeping up with prayers, oh, no problem, got that, check. When it comes to caring for my temple, that's something I know that I really could use a little work on because I'm busy. Stay busy. I enjoy being busy. I enjoy working. So, you know, all that is wonderful, but without balance, we do ourselves a disservice. We do ourselves a disservice. So that was a very important caring for your temple. And even as I make plans for my second big fast of the year coming up, as I make plans for just where my life is going, you know, I know for a fact that caring for my temple is going to help get me there, you know, and I know for a fact that not caring for my temple, I might be canceling some of my plans that I don't want canceled, you know. So, you know, let's pay attention to that. Also, you know, and last thing on caring for the temple, God has given us these temples as a gift. I think it's very irresponsible to treat your gift that God has given to you in such a fashion. You know, imagine somebody, you know, imagine borrowing a fancy car. I had that pleasure once, just recently. Fancy car. I was like, woo-hoo. I get to zip and zoom, and it looks good, and it performs well. I get to do all that, right? But that also meant I had to do something a little special for it. I had to buy some special gas. Now, the regular little cheapo wasn't going to work, okay? And how I usually, I'll take the trash out later. I think, no. I need time to take the trash out of the car. I need time to get the car washed. I did all those things because I could tell that I was something fancy, something important, something that had a high value, right? I also did not want the owner to think that I was ungrateful. Like I wasn't even recognizing that you're holding something beautiful and fancy and, you know, high performance. I didn't want the owner to think like I just was like, ho-hum, yeah, I'm just going to take your stuff and dog it. And then I had to, I had to buy the special gas, had to clean it out, had to take care of it, had to do all these little extra things, and that was because I thought I had something of high value, right? So when it comes to caring for our temples, don't you see kind of like the correlation there? Can you see where caring for your temple is just as important as caring for a high-value car? I know some guys, and I'm going to talk about you men folks for a second. I know some guys that will go out there early Saturday morning, wash it, rub it down from head to toe, inside and out. We'll make sure not one extra french fry is in the car. Get the oil changed. Do this, do that. And I'm like, okay, that's wonderful. But, you know, God gave you a car called a temple, called your body. Do you take care of it like that, or do you put poisons in it? Do you put alcohol in it? You know, do you put other things that you know are going to rob your car of performance? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the caring for the temple is something that I said I'm going to keep saying. I'm going to keep saying it to myself, and I'm going to keep saying it to everybody that got ears around me. We got to take care of that body. We have to make sure that we're doing our part and we're going to allow for positive care. And I know for me, you know, because everything is personal, I hope everybody listens to this radio program thinking about themselves. It's easy to be like, ooh, she's talking about so-and-so. Ooh, she thought, no, baby, I'm talking about you. So I hope everybody listens personally, because I know I would. And the thing that came up for me, rest. Not getting enough rest. And you know, at first I was like, I get enough sleep. Now I'm like, well, sleep and rest are two different things, really. So, you know, from that program, I said, I am going to take my time, move a little slower, get a little bit more rest. And I know that is going to make a difference, make the difference. So I hope everybody that listens found that one thing. They said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take this time to do this for my temple, okay? So pay attention. If you want to check out that program, all you have to do is you can go to awonderfulapproachfacebook.com, and all of the programs are listed there. And they're a lot of fun to listen to, okay? So there is that. Now, today's program, it's a little unusual, okay? You know, it's a wonderful approach is a spirit-led program, meaning that I can have an agenda if I want to, and it don't work out like that, you know. And I do have agendas sometimes. I do say, okay, we're going to discuss this because this is the next thing that we need to work on and blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. Spirit will come and say, okay, you know, that's wonderful, but I have something else for you. There's something more pressing out there. There's something that we need to speak about in order to get some resolution going. And so I don't ever want to interfere with spirits when spirit is moving, when spirit is speaking, when spirit is trying to impress upon somebody. So this spirit-led programs. And At first I was like, okay, this week, I would have to say the conversation would have to be on joy. It would have to be on happiness. It would have to be on endurance. It would have to be on, you know, just what it is to be and feel satisfied in your spirit, you know? You know, what does that take? What does it do for you when you are satisfied in your spirit? And as I was spending time in prayer and in meditation, and I was trying to understand what steps I need to do, what points need to be brought about, and Spirit's like, that's not the title. I said, it's not the title? We're going to talk about joy. We're going to talk about those things that make us happy. We're going to speak about the things that are important to us, but that's not the title? Okay. So I asked, you know, well, what's the title? And the title was Mode of Manifestation. I said, now, okay, wait a minute. Manifestation is something we could talk about all day, every day, because that's something that people are generally interested in and actively working toward. But it wasn't just manifestation. It wasn't just, you know, hey, let me learn this. No, no. It wasn't Hey, what's the magic words? I get that all the time. What are the magic words? Just tell me the secret. I don't want to do the work. I don't want to put the work into prayer. I don't want to put the work into character development. I don't want to put the work in. I really just want you to tell me the secret. What is the secret to manifestation? So no, it wasn't that either. I said, okay, all right. Well, what is this manifestation? And it was like the mode of manifestation. I said, oh, okay. So let me explain what I mean by that. Let me explain what Spirit had to break down for me. And I listen carefully. The mode of manifestation means very plainly, how do you manifest? How do you make things happen? And if you have spent a year with me, maybe even two, you should know what your mode of manifestation is. You should know what car you're going to drive to get to work, even if the answer is I don't have a car yet. You should know how you get things done. You know, everyone, you know, and if my timelines are off, you know, this is a community discussion. Feel free to call me. Press 1. Let me know. No, I think it's more than a year, Mama 7. But let me know. But after this year, after this 2 years, you should know what your mode of manifestation is. You should know what it takes for you to get God's attention, okay? How do you get God's attention? How do you make things happen in your family, in your life, in your bloodline? How do you make things happen? So, prime example, and I often use this little one for as an example, but one sis who I worked with, about 15 years ago, anytime I have to pull out the abacus to find out, for about 15 years ago, we worked closely together. And I remember telling her her mode of manifestation was joy. She had to move in a joyful spirit. She had to be happy and ecstatic. She had to sing as she prepared the food. She had to, you know, all her prayers. She had to really, really move in a joyful manner, because Spirit loves it when she's in a joyful manner. And when she can be joyful, when she can express joy from her heart, when she can connect with Spirit and be happy about it, whatever she's asking for, she gets. And I mean whatever. I mean whatever. I talk about my grand manifestors. I have some grand manifestors in On Flip Approach. I got people that manifest off of thought. And I have to tell them, okay now, easy now, you're manifesting. Watch what you're saying. Why do you think I'm always telling people precision of language? Why do you think I'm always telling people, hey, you know, be mindful of your thoughts. You know, stop letting the media control your thoughts, because you are manifesting as you are thinking. You're manifesting as you are. Everything we do is worship. Mm-mm-mm. I'm sitting here and I'm hand stitching, because this is what I do. I'm hand stitching some beautiful cloths for some people, right? Everything we do is about manifestation. Everything we do is a prayer or a curse. That's why we have to be so cautious about what we do. We have to be so cautious as to what we allow our minds to wander into. We can't even be open when it comes to, like, you know, the radio, you know, listen to your favorite jam, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not that simple. Because while you think, oh, I'm just listening to the radio, the words are creeping into your subconscious, and they are creating reality. You know, I had to tell my son, you know, some of this music is pornographic, to say the least. And I had to really say, look, you can't say these things. You can't desensitize your spirit to this negativity. And so everything that we do becomes a part of our life. It becomes a part of our spirit. And so we have to make sure that we are aware of that and that we're following along. Okay? So that mode of manifestation, and let me tell you about this beautiful sister, right? So her mode of manifestation is joy. All she has to do is be happy. All she has to do is be joyful. And that one thing was like the hardest thing for her to do. It was so hard for her to feel joy, to feel the love, to feel. And I remember spending hours and hours working in such a very, trying to be patient, trying to be understanding. But I was like, it's so easy. Smile. It's so easy. You know, smile and tickle with your children. It's so easy. Just that's your mode of manifestation. But it was so difficult for her to do that. So if you find yourself in a bit of a rut, if you find that the things that you're praying for, they're not just kind of lining up, and you're like, really, really, God, they should be lining up. I've made my prayers. I've done my meditation. I'm working on my character. I'm working on my mouth. You know, I've let go of all these little vices that I had. You know, where's the manifestation? The manifestation is waiting for you to kind of put the key in the ignition. You're going to activate it, okay? You're going to activate your manifestation. You know, God has promised it to us. You do X, Y, and Z, you're going to get this. And when I tell you that God delivers, God delivers. I have seen people, let me tell you, I have seen people want and long for in their heart, you know, this, that, and the other. And when I say it took 10 years, and all I could say was delayed is not denied. You were always going to get this. You had to move into a place of readiness for it. You had to get into your mode of manifestation. So, you know, these are the things that we need to know and we need to be teaching so that people can get ready for their blessings. They can get ready for, my young people always trying to level up. I am mad at you. Nobody wants to feel stuck. No one wants to feel like they're, you know, just kind of in one little area lost. But are you in your mode of manifestation? Do you know what it is? I know what mine is. And if you'd like to share, please press 1. If you want to ask questions, please press 1. And that lets us know here over here at the studio that, you know, there's a question. How do I go about this? How do I know what my mode of manifestation is? How come I'm having a difficult time bringing in what I want? And I'm going to ask you a question. I might ask you two, right? So the first question I'm going to ask you is, and I need Brother Ibrahim here to kind of echo this. First question I'm going to ask is what? Everybody already knows it. What is your prayer life like? What's your prayer life like? I'm going to ask you, are you doing those things that connect you to God? Because without those things, there's no gas in the Ferrari. There's no gas. We're not getting anywhere. It doesn't matter how nice the car is. Doesn't matter if it has 0 miles on it so far. No gas, no go. Okay, do you understand that? First question I'm going to ask, what's your prayer life like? What's the next question I'm going to ask, family? I'm going to ask, are you doing contrary things to the thing that you're trying to manifest? Are you moving contrary to what you're trying to manifest? Okay, so I can't sit here and tell you, I'm trying to lose weight. I can't sit here and talk about this beautiful raw diet that I did that was absolutely awesome. My body responded. It was great. I can't talk about this raw that I did. I can't talk about that. And I'm actively killing the ice cream. Can't do it. That's contrary. Those two things don't exist together, okay? And it's real important that we get honest with ourselves, okay? We got to get honest. We have to start to really recognize, hey, this is where we're going. This is what we're doing. This is what I desire, you know? So God has granted us the desires of our heart, right? God's already said, I'm going to give you what you want. I want to work with you, child. I want you to have whatever you're looking for, whatever you think you need at this moment. If that's what you think, I'm going to give you free will. You can think it. Go ahead. But what I can't do is interfere with the laws of physics, okay? What we're not going to do is you know, act like there's not basic understandings out there. So what I want to do first is, you know, when we're talking about our mode of manifestation, I want to make sure people are not working against themselves. Why? Let's not work against ourselves. Let's make sure we want things that are not in conflict with what we say we want, okay? Everybody get that? So what do you really want? That's the first step. What do you really want? In order to manifest something, in order to bring something to you, that's what we're doing. That's what we're talking about. Manifestation. We're now being little creators, okay? Isn't that awesome? That God gives us this ability. We can create. So if we're going to be creators, right, we're going to make something happen. Don't we need a general picture as to what that should be? How can you make the puzzle without seeing the puzzle piece first? We can't. That's not good. No bueno. And you probably can. It just takes forever. We're not trying to do that. We want to know, and we want to be exact, okay? I use this example all the time. So there's a room full of men. There's 100 men in a room, right? And you walk into the room and you say, dude, half of the guys might turn around and be like, you know, hey, what, are you calling me? You know, what's going on? Half. If you walk into the room and say, Charlie, another 10 may turn around, you know. But when you walk into the room and you say, you know, Charlie from the chocolate factory, Mr. Willy Wonka, there's only going to be one person that turns around on that. You see what I'm saying? So when it comes to manifestation, don't just say, oh, you know, I need a car. We all kind of need cars. You know, my 17-year-old, well, almost 17, tomorrow, family, tomorrow. But, yeah, my 17-year-old needs a car. You know, if you ask my 23-year-old, he would say he needs a car. If you ask me, I'm the mama, I would say I need a car. So, you know, let's not just talk about a car. I can promise you out of those three people, you'll get three different ideas of what kind of car is needed, right? So let's when we're thinking about our mode of manifestation, we have to think about what we want to manifest. Let's get a clear picture of that. When we're talking about that mode of manifestation, talking about what makes you manifest, you need to go back and look into your life, all right? You know, take a minute, close your eyes for a second. Think about when you were closest to God, you know, and that might mean you got to go back to school age. That's okay. But think about when you were closest to God. Think about when you were the most comfortable with God. Meaning, like, you weren't sitting there feeling shame. You weren't sitting there feeling left out. You weren't feeling anything negative. You were 100% a happy person, a happy child, a happy adult, whatever. And think back to that moment. What were you doing? I can guarantee you that is your mode of manifestation. Okay? What were you doing? Were you, you know, being simple, meaning like had a simple life, enjoyed simple things, weren't trying to be something that you're not, wasn't trying to be mean or nasty. Was this before that, before you knew what jealousy was, before you knew what the other things that make us unhappy, before that first heartbreak, you know, before, you know, all the little troubles that we get in the world when we leave the protections of our family, before that family, okay? When did you get what you wanted, all right? When do you know that you were making something happen? That's your mode of manifestation. I know my own personal mode of manifestation is not mad, per se, but it's extremely determined. It is when I'm not accepting no for an answer, is when I'm like, okay now. Right there, that something's about to manifest, because that means I have put my work in, I've been patient, and now I'm like, okay, I'm sitting here waiting. I have my arms open. I have prepared myself. I have been moving with the energy of expectation. I am ready, God. That gets it. It gets it. I promise you. I mean, when I start to feel pitiful, full of pity, when I start to feel disappointed, that never gets me nothing. Now, if that's your mode of manifestation, then, you know, please call me. Press one. Tell me. Let me know. Oh, no, I manifest when I'm pitiful. I mean, it might be. I wouldn't, you know, say it wasn't. I'm just saying that's not my mode of manifestation. I have got to get to that point where I know I have pressed every button. I have put all my energy in, and I'm sitting there very strong, saying, okay, God, I am here. I'm here. I'm awake. I'm paying attention. I'm making my prayers. I'm putting all my positive energy forward. I am ready. That's my mode of manifestation. So I would say that my mode of manifestation is determined. Right when you get to that, you know, determined is a weird energy, because it's almost mad. It's almost, and it's not. I'm not mad. I'm just ready. So I know determination is my mode of manifestation. Let's get this in place. I know a couple other modes, and I just want, if you don't know yours, I want you to listen. I want you to pay attention. And the reason why we have to know what this mode is because we have to know how to call down the blessings of God to ourselves, okay? Why might that be important? Why? Because there's a lot of negativity surrounding us, trying to keep us down. There is, you know, negativity don't sleep. Oh, my God. Just when you think you're free, here comes some more doubt. Doubt, jealousy, envy, all of these things that sit and wait for us to have a bad day. They sit and wait for us to have a misunderstanding. They sit and wait for us to do all those other things. So when we get mad, we get disrespectful. You don't manifest in disrespect. So if negativity can keep you at disrespect, then they've won, because you can't manifest in disrespect. If negativity can keep you depressed, depression is no one's manifestation. No one. So if negativity can keep you depressed, it can keep you from manifesting. See, anything that keeps you from your greatness is the devil. I can promise you that. You see how this works? So, you know, even there are times when we're like, well, you know, Mama Seven, and I've done this myself. I'll tell God, I have been so blessed. And the first thing whenever I talk about being blessed first thing I always talk about is what, I know y'all get tired of talking about it, but I talk about, you know, I've been so blessed. I have two healthy boys. I'm so blessed. I still have my mother on this side of the green grass. I've been so blessed, God. If I don't have to have my manifestation, it's okay. It's okay. Because I've already been blessed. But never, never, never do I want negativity to think that it has an opportunity to bother me, because that's not how we're moving. You see? So I have a caller that would like to speak, talking about modes of manifestation. Let's see what we got here. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Seven. Greetings, family. How's everybody doing?
We are beautiful. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. I'm blessed and highly favored, and I know it. And I love this topic. I love this topic. It's like next to unconditional love, I think manifestation is my second favorite.
Hey!
And you really, yeah, you really touched on some really, really good points. The prayer, putting the work in, determination. And along with determination, I will add stamina and what I call stick-to-itiveness. You got to just got to keep at it, keep at it, keep at it. Another important dimension of manifestation is focus. You have to remain focused. You have to remain focused. Now, I struggle with manifestation only because I've done what I consider some really great things in my life, and when I want to do something else that I feel might be, wow, this is going to be really exciting, I really want to make this happen, timing is also a factor in manifestation.
Yes, it is.
And people struggle with that because people are putting in the work, they're focused, they're determined, they're doing their prayers, they're putting the work in, they're sticking to it, they got the stamina, they got the energy, they're positive people, and it hasn't happened yet. And the reason it hasn't happened is because of timing. Timing is so critical when it comes to manifestation. And like I told one of my clients last week, I'm always saying this, so I might have said this on a Wonderful Approach radio program before, but God gives us three answers. A lot of people say that God gives us two answers. It's either yes or no. No. It's yes, no, and not now.
Not right now.
That's where the timing comes in. And I think that third point there, not now, is the most difficult to accept. We can accept yes because, yeah, we get what we want, okay? We can accept no, okay, I'll go on to the next thing. But not now. It kind of leaves you hanging. And you are, you know, like, man, when is this going to happen? Do I need to keep up the work, or do I need to, you know, slow down on the focus or what? The timing is an element that we don't always have control over, and that's why that not now is so hard for us to accept. Very hard for us to accept. So manifestation.
You beating your head in at that door when it's not time for it to open is going to only give you a headache. It's going to give you a headache. You know, you have to wait for divine time. And it's not easy.
And it's gonna leave you feeling frustrated, and you have to know how to listen for the not now too. You know, you not only have to have the acceptance of the not now, but you have to know how to listen for it. You know, and attune yourself to what the not now looks like. It might be next year. It might be 6 months from now. It may be just keep doing what you're doing. It's going to happen eventually. But that not now, we struggle with that.
So, Mom Khadija, do you know your mode of manifestation? Do you know that energy that you move in when you're like, this is it, I know this is it, I'm gonna bring this forward, you know I am the one that's supposed to bring it forward, you know, do you know what your mode of manifestation is?
Well, I get a lot of help from the spirit world. And when I say that, I'm saying that I use them as a sounding board. And they always talk and let me know, okay, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And a lot of times I'm obedient. Sometimes I'm not. I'm human. But if I just listen to what the Spirit is saying, if I'm keeping up my prayers, and that's listening to God, you know, if I'm talking to Him and listening to Him, her, then that's basically how I get in touch with my mode of manifestation. Now, there have been times in my life when I want to do something and I'll say, oh, man, okay, I did so-and-so back in 1997. Where was I at? And I'm not talking about where was I living, where was I standing, where was I spiritually, where was I emotionally, where was I physically, where my essence, what was that like, what did that feel like? And a lot of times it come to me, okay, this is where you were at, this is how you made this happen, so I want you to follow this formula. And that's where the Spirit comes in. And that is, you know, but I'm not always certain. I don't always have a clear picture of, okay, this is my process. This is my mode of manifestation, okay? And it varies from situation to situation for me. But those basic elements, determination, prayer, work, putting in the work, sticking to it, now that's the foundation. That's a must. Now, without that, nothing is going to happen. Once I get that out of the way, I know I'm on the right track to manifesting. But it doesn't always mean that I have tapped into my process, or, you know, we do a lot of things without even thinking.
Yes,
you know,
correct.
We do things on a subconscious level. So a lot of times we may not even know we are manifesting this. We're making this happen. We're not consciously aware of it, but on a subconscious level, we are.
And it's so funny. I will say, hey, you're manifesting. I will tell people that. Do you realize that you're manifesting? Do you realize that you're intentionally putting energy out there? You know. And a lot of times, of course, the answer is no. They don't realize it. They're like, no, I'm just sitting here. And I'm like, okay, but you're sitting there sending out signals, and everybody's getting that signal, okay? So make sure that signal is what you want everyone getting, because that's what you're doing. So absolutely. Well, not just you being my mother, but you being a spiritualist who's been at this for a very long time, you've seen levels of manifestation. And, you know, one question I'd like to ask and get your opinion on is, some people, like this youngest grandson of yours, some people seem like they are master manifestors, like they do it with no effort. They get everything they want. My question is, why does it seem like it's just so easy for some people and other people got to struggle, beg, cry, and everything else?
Okay. The only answer I have for you on that is grace. There are people that don't pray, that don't work, you know, that aren't determined. You know, they're like, hey, I'm just going to do so-and-so, and it happens.
Right.
Or I'm just going to ask this bank for a loan, and bam, they have no credit, you know, whatever. I remember when my sister was alive, she wanted a red pickup truck, a fancy big red pickup truck. She had put a hold on her credit and forgot to take it off. So when she went to the dealership, the man says, oh, there's a hold on your credit. You put a hold on your credit. He said, that's okay. I'm going to give you the car anyway. I'm going to give you this red fancy truck anyway. Was not able to do a credit check, was, you know, not able to verify a lot of the things that, you know, people are doing. And that's grace.
Mm-hmm.
When you are, mm-hmm. when you're getting things, when you're being blessed with things, and you're not following this formula, laying this mm-hmm. foundation of focus, determination, prayer, work, and stamina, and you're getting stuff, that's grace. That's
mm-hmm.
the only answer I have.
That's an awesome answer. That's an awesome answer. And you know, I always want to add 2 inches on that. We have to make sure that as we see other people, it may look like they're manifesting things. Stay in your lane. You know, we got to get it to the point where we're focusing on our own manifestation. You know, because again, you know, we have many things that can take us off focus, and focusing on somebody else's manifestation is one of those things that will stop you in your tracks from what you're supposed to be receiving, as opposed to what somebody else is. You know, Well, Mama Khadijah, I greatly appreciate you chiming in and sharing with us, because we need that. We need the healthy manifestation. There's so many people that are unsatisfied in their life. You know, there's so many people that feel as if, you know, they've gotten the short end of the stick, and they don't know how to make things happen, or they've lost faith in how to make things happen. And, you know, it's wonderful to be able to remind people, hey, it may not be your time, but that doesn't mean that it won't happen for you. So thank you for reminding us there is a third option. Not now. Just not now. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Many blessings, family.
Thank you. Thank you. Woo-wee. Yeah. So much great information right there. So much great information. You know, I really want to let people know, when it comes to that manifestation, it is not always one, is usually never one step. Nothing we ever do is one step. Everything we do has, like, lots of different impacts. This is why we try to make sure that we're aware of what we're doing. So, you know, if you're trying to manifest, you know, that doesn't start today. You know, oh, I'll manifest tomorrow. You know, that's a series of things. You know, and the first way to start manifesting, an easy way to get things rolling, to get that whole idea moving in the positive, great way to do that is being in that mode of positivity. If you have a whole bunch of drama going on in your life, well, that's what you're going to manifest, drama and more drama and things that go along with drama, because that's what light you're putting out. You're putting up that light, hey, right now I would like some drama. And so that's what the universe is bringing you. And then as you focus on more drama, then that's what the universe brings you also. And then you turn around and you got nothing but drama pie going on, okay? No. When you want to start manifesting, you have to start being in that mode of manifestation. What does that mean? How do you do that? How do you take care of that? You know, I know all of the great things that God has done with me, through me, for me. I stay ready. I stay in prayer mode. I stay close. You know, people can't have too many conversations with me and God not be brought up. I don't talk to people that don't talk about God. I don't talk to people that don't talk about positivity and how to create more positivity for more people. How do we continue this trend? How do we show other people how this is a full lifestyle, right? So if you're not talking about God, I really don't have that much to say. If you're not talking about going to your place of worship, I don't know what to say. You know, if you can't remember, you know, we just had the faith walk. Oh, my goodness, that faith walk was so fire. Man, Sister Faith was like a little rag doll up there, and Spirit was just having their way with her. And I just had to sit back and be like, I have to sit back and take notes. And I love it. But, you know, really, really, when this is how you know what your manifestation is. This is what you know what you're going to get. You know, a farmer that plants, you don't plant and just turn around and start mixing things together. No. You start work, if you're working with the land, you're going to be close to the land. You got to water the land. You're going to till it. You're going to do this. Everything you do is going to be related to that because that's what you're doing. That's where you're manifesting. And then it just naturally occurs. But you're not going to be able to just drop one day and say, hey, grow plant, and then it's just going to grow without the nurturing, without the time, without the everything. So these are the kind of things that we got to talk about. What's your mode of manifestation? You know, what is your mode of manifestation? What are you trying to create? You know, just like our fancy car, you know, if you up here acknowledging you in this fancy car, right, you're trying to manifest a fancy car, how about you clean out the one that you got? Lord have mercy, I'm talking to myself. Clean out your car right now. You know, you want to manifest, you know, something new for yourself. Are you taking care of the old? These are the kind of things that you have to stop and think and understand. One thing I'm always saying, I will always say, keep your relationship with God open, family. If I could get you to do one thing and one thing only, it would be that prayer life. Oh, my goodness, because keeping your communication with God open allows God to talk to you and work with you. If you're coming back, if you already have a routine that you're coming back, not like every now and again, you know, some people have those crises, God, you know what I'm saying? So when something goes wrong in their life, oh, God, they have, I call them the hallelujah God, you know what I'm saying? God, everything is good, everything is awesome. I'm going to go clap my hands and praise God and everything like that. But that's the only time I'm there. See, God has to start to be everywhere. Everywhere you are, that's where God is. So then at that point, everywhere where God is, you are. And then we're starting to manifest. Do you see how this works? Do you see how we have to really, the thing about manifestation is that, and I'm going to tell you this, you know, secret, pay attention. You have to be all in. You have to be all in when you're manifesting. You have to know 100% that you are moving with the power of the Spirit. You have to know that God is granting you this. That's manifestation. See, if you're guessing, then, I mean, it might be a gift from God. There's a lot of things it could be. But manifestation, there is an intentional energy that we, the individuals, are putting up and putting out in order to call it manifestation. Okay? So it's a particular energy that we're moving in that makes it manifestation. This is not just your average, hey, I woke up today and I'm blessed. This is, oh, no, I put that energy in. I put that work in. I put those prayers in. I watched my mouth. I was kind to the neighbor. You know, I was kind to the dog, whatever. Whatever you're doing, whatever God is asking you to do. And that is how that manifestation comes about. And I don't go tit for tat with God because I can't. I can't count that high. God has done more for me before 9 o'clock most mornings than I can do in a lifetime for God, okay? So this is not a tit for tat thing. But I'm telling you, I try to make sure that my good bank is good and high. My balance in the bank of God, I try to keep that high. I don't let that get low. So that means I'm going to let go of some of those old ways because those are not manifestation ways, okay? I can tell you, lying is not a mode of manifestation. So if what you're doing requires a lie, caught up in a lie, if it takes a lie, that's not manifestation. Well, it might be manifesting, it's not a God manifestation. No. If it's not a God manifestation, I don't want it. If that's not God coming to help me, I don't want it. If that's not positivity coming, I don't want it. I don't ever want to receive something that's not from God. You know, praise God from which all blessings flow. I want to be able to praise God for what I got, not sneak around and be shamed. Oh, no. So make sure that when you're in your mode of manifestation, that you are staying prayed up and that you're working in the positive so you don't have to worry about the shame on the back end. Be like, yeah, God, I got that money, but it wasn't good money, but I got it. How is God going to celebrate you? How can God be pleased with you when you're doing things that are not pleasing? So, you know, part of manifesting, part of bringing that energy to you is also being steadfast in your positive energy, you know, is being sure in your words and in your language, okay, is knowing what you want manifested, okay? And it could be anything. It could be material. That's fine. But you should know what it is, and you should know the full cost. See, that's me. I want to know the full cost. Before we even go there, what's the cost? What's the cost on this? What am I manifesting? I remember going to the gym, working out, spending an hour working out, and to reward myself, I was going to have a candy bar. And I looked at the calories on the candy bar, and I was like, wait a minute. So that hour and a half I just put in, I'm going to spend on this candy bar? Nah, the cost is too high. Now, I can manifest a candy bar. Talib can manifest a giant candy bar for free, okay? I mean, we really, this child here, and I try to tell him all the time, look, son, look, use your powers for good. Manifest something positive. Manifest something that can't be bought, you know. Dig deeper, child. So when we're thinking about our mode of manifestation, think about what it takes to get you there. Think about what it takes to maintain it. And then, of course, I'm going to say this because, you know, it wouldn't be a wonderful approach if I didn't say it. Turn around then after God has granted you this wonderful gift and then go be grateful, okay? Where is that gratitude journal? Where is that place where you sit down and say, God, look at all the wonderful things that you have done for me in my life. Look at all the wonderful things you have done for my children in their little lives, their young lives, but they're blessed. Look at how my family has flourished. Look, because we're blessed. So very important part of manifestation, when you see it, when it comes, when you're sitting there doing your happy dance, when your gratitude is sky high, when you're there, please remember to say your prayers of thanksgiving. You know, please remember, if you are a walking miracle, like there's something that should have taken you out a long time ago, if when you were sitting there saying, I'm a walking miracle because my health has improved to such a point that I wasn't even supposed to be here. If you are a walking miracle because, you know, just, you know, I tell people my birthing story alone is a confirmation that I am a walking miracle. You know, if you have been through something, you know, that mode of manifestation, your mode of manifestation might be gratitude. And you go in there and you learn and you, you know, express to God just how thankful you are for everything that has happened for you, for your family, for your loved ones. And that's the kind of stuff that helps us manifest more. I have found that the humblest of people, you know, the people that, you know, it just appears as if they just thankful all the time, happy all the time. Those people, God continues to bless them. It's like it's a manifestation cycle. Like they're always being blessed. You know, turn around, you know, blessed for no reason, just blessings. And that's because they keep that gratitude journal going. They keep those prayers going. They keep that energy going. And I'm like, okay, all right. How wonderful is that? So in your mode of manifestation, I hope everybody takes some time tonight to write down what is your mode of manifestation. What is that thing that pushes you forward? What is that piece that makes you say, I know that God is going to grant me this? You know, I've done the work. I'm a good person. I do my service. I do everything I'm supposed to do. God, if you could, this is what I'd like. This is my mode of manifestation. And, you know, I'm sharing secrets here, okay? In your mode of manifestation, I always try to bless somebody else. I always, always, always. So I'll sit back and I'll say, God, if you can grant me this, I will make sure to share with this, this, and this. This is why you're supposed to do, you know, top 10%, you know. This is why you're supposed to give to others. It's, you know, so as I am thinking about manifestation, in that same breath, I'm also thinking about gratitude. In that same breath, I'm also thinking about how do I find a way to bless somebody else? How do I share this blessing with others? How do I go forward and say, okay, this is our blessing. No, this is for our family. This is for our positive energy. This is us, and we're making this happen. So in that mode of manifestation, I got a lot going on. But when I say that it always happens in the positive, you know, I don't want to brag about it, but I do, because I know that God does it for me. He'll do it for you. I know the formula, you know. So it's like if you want to see some things shake up in your life, you want to really make some things happen, let's get into that prayer life. Let's get into that understanding where we know that we're working in a positive. Let's get into that understanding where we know that God's about to bless us. You know, just because we don't document it like we did doesn't mean that we don't have miracles. Miracles, family. Miracles running around. That's the kind of energy that we have. So I just want to keep encouraging people. Keep doing your great work. Keep up with the manifestations. Keep up with the prayers. Don't let, just because a little time had to go by, don't let that distract you from your focus, okay? If what you need and what you want is what you want, put everything in it. So this is what we're working on, okay, family? This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to achieve. I hope this night everybody takes a moment. You know, we're going to be moving into the prayer portion. Hard to believe already, but when we move into the prayer portion, I hope everybody takes a moment tonight to think about something that they would like to manifest in their life, okay? Whatever you're looking for. And when you're thinking about what you want to manifest in your life, don't think small. Don't be afraid to want something big in your life. And I don't care how old you are. I don't care what circumstances have already come up in your life. Life is full of circumstances, okay? You know, we're born in the circumstances. That's okay. Think about something that you would like to manifest. think about it, and it doesn't matter if this is something you wanted when you were a child. You know, that's fine. It doesn't matter. Think about it. Now, take a moment and write it down, right? So we're manifesting. We're thinking about what we want. We're going to write it down. And then I want you to think about some things that go with it, okay? What's going to go with it? I saw something I want. And I said, I want that. I want that. And immediately my brain started saying, oh, you can't have that. That's too big. Oh, you can't have that. That's way in a whole nother state. You can't have that. That immediately my brain gave me like 10 reasons why I couldn't have it, why I shouldn't have it, why I'm half crazy for wanting it. And I said, I want that. Through all, and then at that time, all of the shoulda, woulda, coulda, all the crazy ideas, all the timing issues, all that disappeared. I said, I want that. And at that point, my brain said, okay, how do we get this? How? We can put this here. We can call a friend. We can do this. I immediately started to create a plan of yes, after my brain had already given me a whole bunch of no's. And I did that, and I was able to do that because I know that no does not manifest anything. Okay? There is no manifestation in the word no. No. But I knew that this was something I could have. And every time I try to move away from it, every time I try to move away from it, God just keeps pulling me closer back in. You can have that. You can have it because you want it. Not that it makes a whole lot of sense. You know, I think sometimes, you know, we get bogged down in the idea that what we want, we have to suffer for. What we want, we have to put all this energy forward in. What we want, we have to, you know, and the suffering thing, especially in the African American community, is a very real aspect. You know, that we really do believe that, you know, we have to, you know, be uncomfortable. We got to work, you know, 50 million gajillion hours. And Lord knows I'm guilty of such, you know, but, you know, we have to start moving out of this idea that of lack. Stop moving out of lack. Start moving out of abundance, start moving out of blessings, start moving out of desire. You know, I desire it, therefore I should have it. So you got to start moving like that. And the second that I did that, this was today, I had a whole plan. I have a whole plan how I'm going to make all this happen, you know. And I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to, you know, this is what I want. This is how I'm going to go about it. These are the questions I have, you know. This is what I'm doing. And I'm doing it out of a place of desire. And that desire is going to turn into determination, and then it manifests. And that's how things happen in the universe. Plain and simple feeling. Plain and simple. And whenever you're having a difficult time, whenever it seems like it's taking a while, it's okay to take a knee. It's okay for you to say, okay, hold on, let me regroup, let me rethink this, let me see where I am on this. But I'm telling you, when you're not getting what you want and it's been too long, start pushing, start praying, start thinking, how can I put this into the universe? Because the universe doesn't want to hold you back. You know, God doesn't want you held back. You know, I have children, I have God children, there are angels about. I don't want anyone held back. So imagine God. God doesn't want us held back. I don't want my children held back. I want them to thrive. But I know what it takes to thrive. So I'm giving them all, I'm going to try to make sure they have all their tools ahead of time. That's what that mode of manifestation is. I'm going to make sure you have everything you need, and then I'm going to give it to you. You know, this is just like the laws of attraction. This is all of that. Where you put your energy at, especially your spiritual energy, oh my goodness. That spiritual energy is stronger than any other kind of energy there is. So where you put that energy at constantly and consistently, oh, you're going to get good. You're going to get exactly what you're looking for. You know, if you ever have heard certain people make prayer, and you can sit back and be like, gosh, you know, for me, I know I do this. That sounds so wonderful. Sounds wonderful. I love to hear them pray. I love to hear them call the Lord. I love to hear all of that. I don't care what language you do it in. I love to hear it, right? And I wonder, wow, how can I get that good? Practice. Anything you practice is what you get good at, okay? It's not that hard. Whatever you practice, that's what you get good at. So imagine if you are a complainer. You complain to your husband constantly. You complain to your boss. You can call your girlfriends and complain to all of them and everything else. Imagine you're a complainer, right? What do you think that's going to manifest? Because if you're doing it and you're doing a lot of it, then the universe is going to start to think, oh, this is what she does. She's a complainer. That's what she does. She must want more things to complain about. Okay, let's give her more. Even if that's not what you want, okay? So, family, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to beg you, think about the things you want to manifest tonight. Write it down. Write down the steps it takes to get it. And then take a step this week. Now, I'm going to get to that tomorrow. Oh, I'm going to try to manifest in the spring. That's my favorite. Oh, I'll wait to the spring when things are blooming. Stop procrastinating. Stop putting off. Stop allowing doubt to creep in there. And yet, no, you can take a step this week. And even if that step is just opening up a savings account or, you know, for all my people going down to Tampa in March, even if all you do is take your $20, put it to the side, you know, start saving your money. You know, even if all you do is start making plans to be in the class, I tell everybody, get you a journal. So when class starts at the first of the year, you're ready. Start your manifestation. Don't tell me I don't have any money. You can't tell me I don't have any money. I remember I was talking to a little one, and I'm not going to forget, prayer's coming up. I got it. But I remember a sister, she was like, I really want my leques. I really want my leques. I've been waiting for my leques forever. You know, I keep missing opportunities. And I said, okay, make plans to go. Well, I don't know. I don't have any money. I said, okay. I didn't ask about money. I said, go make plans to go. Go take off work. Go pack a bag. Go get your whites ready. Go get ready. And she said, so a week before the trip, she said, Mama Seven, I just don't have the money. I said, okay, did you pray about it? She said, yes. I said, did you pack your bag? She said, no, I didn't pack no bag. I said, pack the bag. Act like you're going. I don't go out for no week. My bag stay packed. If you've ever seen me with my little red bag, my bag stays packed. So I said, go pack your bag, woman. I'm tired. Look, stop complaining to me. You're not going to listen. She said, okay. But she goes, she packs the bag. Nothing happened. She had called me five days before. I packed my bag and nothing's happening. I said, are you faithful? Are you praying? Are you, you know, yes, I'm doing all that. Okay, pray. She said, I just can't go. I don't have a ride. I said, okay, all right. I said, I'll pray a little bit, you pray a little bit, and then prayers are up. I promise you, 12 hours before we left, oh my God, I'm out of heaven. I got this money. It just fell out of the sky. I wasn't even expecting it. I didn't know it was going to come. And then, please, please, please tell me. Please tell me that you, I have space, that you can make space for me. I never took your name out of the list. I never took your name out. I never had any questions. I knew you were going. You were the one that didn't know you were going. You were the one that didn't know where the money was coming from. I knew that was going to happen. Manifest your stuff. So, you know, mostly everybody has had a chance to talk to me about what next year comes. Manifest your thing. Where do you want to be? Where do you see yourself? Start to put that manifestation down. Know what your mode of manifestation is. I promise you, whining is not a mode of manifestation. Joy is a mode. Contentment is a mode of manifestation. Determination is a mode of manifestation. Gratitude, oh my goodness. Gratitude is like a general universal mode of manifestation. So much happens in the middle of gratitude. You know, understand those things that your spirit identifies and works with, okay? And then understand those triggers that your spirit does not work with. Some things just don't work with you, okay? So I want to thank everybody, especially Mom Kadeej, that called and shared those words of wisdom with us, reminded us very, very important aspects of manifestation, and really, really, really letting us know, hey, this is where you are, this is what you're doing, okay? I want to thank everybody for listening now and listening in the future. Those that are listening to the recording, when you come to start to understand that manifestation, when you know what you want manifested and you know how to go about it, take some time, but you can do it. All of us can. God grants us that. Don't let this, please, don't let this be the last prayer that you make this evening. Each of us should be working on our prayer life. People ask me all the time, what can I do? How can I get started? Where should I be? You should be making prayers. Work on that personal relationship you have with God. Work on that personal relationship you have with yourself. Those two things are going to work hand in hand when it comes to developing a spiritual lifestyle. Understand, this is not a, you know, this is not what we do for Friday night specials, okay? This is a whole lifestyle. Your whole life can be positive. Not just Sunday. Not just Wednesday. Your whole life can be inspiring. Your whole life can be motivating others. Your whole life can be just this string of positive experiences. Your whole life can be an example for someone else. So this is what we do, and this is how we do it. And I just encourage others, stay with this. Stay with it. Learn about it. Challenge yourself. You know, when it comes to manifestation, I've done this with many people. You know, I usually, back in the day, I worked in corporate, and, you know, even my corporate coworkers, I would challenge them, you know, oh, that doesn't work, that doesn't work. Well, have you really tried it? Have you tried it like this? You know, so I really want everybody to take a minute, you know, before you tell me no, before you tell me that doesn't work, before you tell me, oh, I already done that before, back in the 70s or whatever, before you tell me that, before you close the door, you know, from giving God the opportunity to move in your life, go ahead and try it. And do it sincerely. Do it with a full heart and see where you are with that. Okay? You never know what you may be manifesting. So moving into the prayer, please don't allow this to be the only prayer that you hear tonight. You know, when you get off the phone line, make your own prayer. Speak to your God. Speak how you speak to him. Have that connection in place. And once you feel that connection, keep it. You know, that is the one relationship that has been with us from the beginning, and that will be with us until we take our last breath. So that's one of the strongest connections, one of the strongest relationships. It's the one without judgment. You know, God knows who you are. You know, God knew who you were before you had clothes on. You know, God knew who you were before you, you know, thought you were smart and went to school and all like that. You know, God knows who you are at your core, and he still loves you, you know? So we have got to really start, if all it takes is a two-minute prayer to express that, I think it's worth it. I do. So moving into prayer, Father, Mother, God, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, top of my head, I thank you for the ability to come here to this evening to be full of the information needed to share with others. God, I pray that all those that need this, they need that help, they need some answers, they need some positivity manifested in their life. I pray that they get that. I pray that they begin to understand that God has given us certain privileges here on this earth, and all we have to do is tap in. All we have to do is receive. All we have to do is line ourselves up for the blessing. I pray that everyone gets and has that understanding. I pray that everyone begins to live their full life, live a happy life, be encouraged in their life, be able to pull on their spiritual family in times of need, with worries, concerns, just knowing that you have someone there that can assist you in that makes all the difference. God, I want to thank you for having the positive people that you have around me now so that I can continue to create and manifest as I know I should in assisting others in their journey. God, I pray that you continue to bless me, continue to order my footsteps, continue to make a way for me, continue to watch over me and safety, the protection that's needed in my day-to-day life. God, I thank you for the beauty of these children. I thank you for the blessings of family. I thank you for the blessings that we have received. I'm thankful for all of the good supporters that are around us. I'm thankful for all the positive angels, Loa, Arisha, ancestors, all of those positive agents that answer to God. I am thankful for them in my life, for they help me to live a good life and to be proud to be an example of a good spiritual lifestyle. God, I'm thankful for what is to come because I can feel it in my bones. I can feel the electricity. God, I want to thank you for old friends. I want to thank you for all of the positivity that is created in your name. I want to give thanks and praise for all of those, to call them less than angels is to be disrespectful, all those earth angels that you surround me with, that look out for me, that have my best interest at heart, that make sure I have a way to make things happen. I am thankful. I'm thankful for the gifts that you have given me that I'm allowed to share. I am thankful for the lifestyle that I am afforded. I am thankful for having both of my parents still with me. I am thankful for having the strong ancestral army I have behind me. I pray that everybody that hears this prayer is encouraged to do their work, encouraged to tap into their resources, encouraged to be the fullness of the manifestation that you are destined to have them, God. These are basic things I know they can achieve only with power, belief, faith, determination, and being able to tap into your essence. I ask these for them so that they can begin to shine their light so that the light grows stronger and negativity is starved.